So maybe we start with how are you and how was your day today?
I'm okay. Today I'm okay. Everything is okay for me, with me.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you are ready for the interview?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm preparing myself. I'm ready to answer all your questions.
Thank you. Thank you for being prepared and doing the interview with me.
Okay.
So I will start with the question, what would you like to tell about you and how would you introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Richard Osimaji. I'm from Chad. I'm here in Italia for 2 years now. And I come from Milano and I reached Ventimiglia 1 week ago.
How did you reach here? I'm sorry for interrupting. Did you
No, go. I reach here, I take the train and I come here to look for work, and if not working, I want to travel. Now I'm prepared to travel.
And do you want to tell us something about the life you left behind?
Okay.
In Chad, I mean?
Yes, in Chad. Okay, I leave my country since 15 years because I have the problem there, and like I said, I'm mechanic and I reached Libya. I never see my country since 15 years. I live in Libya, I work there. After when Libya is gone wrong with the problem with for war, I came here in Italy and I reached Italy 2020.
2020?
Yes.
Since then you worked in?
Yes, 2020 I reached, and after I passed 1 year, after I get the papers, documents, all the papers, now I'm ready for work and for travel.
And do you want to tell about the situation in Chad, which you left behind?
Yes. In Chad, there is too much problem. We have rebels, and we have problem with the government. Everything is not okay. So I decided to get out.
And do you have like families and?
Okay, friends? I have my family. My father died, my mother even died. We are five brothers, and I have my sister. She died, my sister. So we remain only four persons.
And are you still in contact with your brothers?
Yes. I have my small brother who live in Chad now. Sometimes I have contact with him, but it's not easy. Yes.
So they are the four brothers of you, they're still in Chad?
Yes.
And they are also in a difficult situation there?
Not really like this, but all of them, the one is working and the other one, the two, we have five, three men and two sisters. And one sister, she died. Now it remains only one sister and we are three person.
Do you want to tell why your sister died?
Okay, my sister, she is sick. And after when they take her in the hospital, she cannot resist in the morning. And after she died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay, still I go back to the questions. Okay,
don't worry.
So maybe you want to tell something about the situation in which you are right now here. And
okay, now like I said, I'm single. I don't have children, no woman, no wife. And like this, I'm looking for my life. The place where I take, I see if it's good for me, I can establish there and start to work and make my life, do my life like this.
And do you have a country where you know already you want to go there and you have the possibility to connect there and to work there? Or
okay, now
are you open to
I try to look for work here in Italy, but You see, like, I think Italia is not, I'm not ready for the Italians. So I decide to go to German. Now I will decide to go to German. Maybe in there I can find work and start my life.
And are there expectations of the country which you plan to go to, of Germany? What are your expectations?
I choose Germany because, you see, this is the new culture for me, and I like the different how I can tell you, like French, Italian, Spanish, Dutch. So I learned the language. So Dutch, I like Dutch. Why? Because this is a new language, the new one. I want to learn it and to work in this.
Have you been also to France? And
no, I never see French. I never get out in Italia, sir.
My first Chad time, and then Italia.
Yes, Chad, Libya and Italia. So my first time to get out in Europe and see the other countries.
How was it in Libya?
Libya, I passed 15 years in Libya.
And how was the situation there?
Libya before is good, but when you start the war, everything is not okay.
So that was the reason?
Yes, that's the reason why. Before I escaped in my country, Chad. When I reached Libya, after Libya is not good. So I escaped again to Libya to be here. It's like this.
And do you have the feeling that the Italian government and maybe also the European nation, that they support you in your situation?
Yes, because you see, in Europe, there is no problem like in Africa. I mean, if you want to do your life, you want to stay quiet, everything is okay with you in Europe. Look for work. If you want to make your life easy, everything is easy. Since I reached Italia, I never worry about tomorrow. I never worry about anything. You understand? You see? So the problem now is a document and the work, and you establish in everywhere. When the place who is good for with you, you can stay there.
And are you, like, okay with the situation in which you are since the 10 days you said?
Yes, now 10 days today.
Are you okay with being here and the situation in which you are here?
No, you see, I'm the man. I need house. I need work. I need to survive, you see. And I have too many projects in my head to do. So I'm looking for the decent life, not the rich life, no. Decent life, honorable life, on.
So, and here you don't have the possibility to sleep in the house. I just imagine, like, in the winter times, it will be really hard.
Now I'm thinking about the winter self. I'm thinking now to move fast and to find the solution for house or everywhere to put my head and think how the life is gone.
And what would you need to leave Ventimiglia?
Yes, of course. I want to leave Ventimiglia.
And what would you need for it?
I need the money for ticket. Only money for ticket to go like this, enter France and finish in German like this. This is my problem now. Because I cannot go in the train without ticket. It's not good. You understand? It's not good. So this is the problem.
So you just would need the money for the train and then you could leave Ventimiglia?
Yes. Only this one. Only.
Because you have the papers?
Yes, I have all the papers now. Passport. Union passport, European Union passport, sojourno, and ID card, and sanitaria. You know sanitaria? Sanitaria for this to the hospital for the union. I have this one.
Ah, so you can also go to the hospital?
Yes, everywhere in Europe. I have all the time. Only the problem, ticket.
Yeah. But this sounds also hard, that it does just dependent on like the money from the ticket and...
Yeah.
And do you think you can make it here, the money in Ventimiglia? Are there jobs
yes.
for people on the move?
Yes. Yes. If I get ticket today, I promise you, I will leave tomorrow morning. And if I get the money, tomorrow morning, I will leave in the evening. You see, you understand? Yes. Because, you see, I have no time to lose the time like this. No, I'm supposed to take house, start my life.
But do you think that there's anything like the solidarity movement like us can do for you? Do you think it would be like better? Because I think now about your situation, do you think it would be better like to collect money like 200 euros and give it to the people than doing the work like we do right now? What do you think what people should do here to support people on the move?
Okay, you ask me. How you can do to support the people? Okay, no, I cannot tell you how you can do, but I don't know your... Maybe you can explain me how you are working, how you are functioning, the thing is working with you. Because I don't know, but the work you are doing now is okay.
Okay.
It's okay, I tell you truth. It's okay. You get coffee, you get charge. You got everything. And like me now, when I see you, let me tell you true, I'm happy now. Without everything, you are talking with me. Uh-huh. The financial support, it depends on you. I don't know how you function. It depends on you. But you are doing good work. You are doing the good work. Let me tell you true.
But is there anything you would say, anything else you would say would be necessary or more helpful, like the thing with the charging, with the medical bus? I don't know whether you were here when we had also the medical bus.
Yes.
It will open in
yes,
some
days. Yes, I see.
Again.
Yes.
Yeah. And like the charging, we have WLAN and coffee and tea, but do you think there's something missing or would you... I mean, like some days before, there was also the demonstration we did against the right wing.
You do demonstration with that
one?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. Because you see.
Against an racist party.
Yes. It's good because you are care about the human being. Now you don't know the problem for all these people, and you support them. And you manifest about the right. There is nothing more important more than the right for anyone in the world, in this world. Now you think that I'm right. I have the right. I have everything to have the right to live. So you recognize my right. This makes me happy. But I want to ask you some things. You don't have your location here in Italia.
No. All of the people who came with direct support, we have our location in Germany.
All in Germany?
Yeah. But there are also two organizations, Venti Kappa and Kashania, maybe even more, two non-governmental organizations who are like activists who want to support people on the move.
Okay.
And they are local and they are there here the whole year and we are just here for 1 month, and this is maybe also a question I
the
can ask.
The first time?
It's different. So for the organization was here already 2 times before.
Okay.
For me, it's the first time in Ventimiglia.
Okay.
I was once on a kind of similar thing on Lesbos, but first time in Ventimiglia.
I understand, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good.
But what do you think about that? Because we are here now for 1 month and then we are gone again. I think that this is also like...
Yes, this is the... This, for me, it's not... It could be hard for me. Okay, but no problem.
So, I have a look at my questions. Yeah, I think maybe this was already the last question would be like, do you have anything else you want to tell when you think about that this interview could be in the German radio or like maybe written also?
Yeah, I don't worry if you can take it in the German radio, TV radio, in TV, no problem. Because maybe the other people, when they listen to this one, they will say, okay. Maybe there is some people who have the same idea like me. When they hear, okay, we have one guy who talk about this one, he's okay. So it's okay to take it in the radio, to bring it in the TV, everywhere, no problem.
Do you have anything like an utopia, how you would imagine the world to be, like, you know, what wishes, how it could be organized different than now? Because I think it's for example for me, uh-huh, it's a really stupid thing that, like, I mean, now you have papers and so on, but a lot of people don't have, and they are really struggling, like coming with the boats here and so on, and like me just taking a ferry, like everywhere. And I think it's such a bad thing that people who are born in Europe have different rights than people who are born in Chad, for example.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think about this thing?
Okay, now the big problem is the papers. Many of them, when they reach Europe, the first thing to struggle to have the document. Second thing, you see, Europe and Africa, they have different culture, but there is something I want to tell you. Many of them cannot integrate the society because they are not ready for this one. It's okay to get papers, but you must integrate the society. Europe is different. You understand?
But don't you think that also it should be possible that also in one country people can have their own culture and there can be different cultures in one country?
And
I just find it not okay that people are treated really different. And why should somebody not have their own culture when they reach Germany?
Yes, I understand what you are saying. But you see, September, there is something very important in their life, in the life of men. When you reach some place, like Italy, like Germany, like France, this is the society almost ready to live. When you reach, you cannot impose your culture. Like me, I have culture. Today, I'm in Germany or I'm in Italy. I cannot behave like I'm behaving in my country.
Why not?
Why not? Because I'm supposed to live not totally the life of this Italian or no, but I'm supposed to follow the rules, the law.
But don't you think that the law and the rules are sometimes really not made for people, just for making money and profit? And
yes, it's like this, I understand, but not like this. The rule for the society, you understand?
You mean the rules, like people, how they live together and
the people, yes, like here in Europe, the marriage to take a woman is not like in Africa. In Africa, you're supposed to go and ask, you bring money, you make like this, you make like this. But here, in Africa, maybe you cannot talk with the woman, the girl, and everything, it will go on. But here, you're supposed to talk with the woman. The woman agree, everything is okay with you and her. You see? This is the first one. The second one. In Africa, the man is the top. Everything I decide in the house is me. But here, it's not like this. It's true, no? It's true.
It's not like this, but still there's patriarchal,
yes.
Patriarchy and such behavior. Like suppression of women or non-men is still a big topic.
It's tough.
Also here, but like you explained it, yes, it sounds really different.
Yes, you understand? So when you reach here in Europe, you're supposed to say, okay, it's different. I'm supposed to respect the woman. I'm supposed to give her the right to speak and decide something. And but in Africa, it's not like this. I decide, okay, today we must eat the, bring the tea, coffee. Okay, finish. Oh, hey, finish. I'm the man. I'm the party. No.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's better here?
It's better here. Let me tell you, it's better. I'm not. It's better.
So because how is the situation of your sister? Is she also suppressed like this?
Yeah. When I reach here, sometime when I think, I say, wow, the poor girls. Okay, no problem. It's like, life is like this.
But your sister never thought about...
She tell me sometime. But you know, I cannot change anything. Maybe I can talk about this one, but I cannot change it.
That must be also hard. So, thank you really much
for
the interview.
Yeah. I'm happy. You see, and I found you yourself. You are opening. You are very kind.
Yeah, and maybe we can also speak about the questions if you have any idea to change them.
Yes, no problem. I like it. You see, September now, my big problem now, find a place, find house, find work, and have my woman in my house, morning go to the to work, and after, and when the holidays there, I go to, I want to make my life easy. Money, house, villa, no. Enjoy your life easy. This is what I'm looking for. Without problem.
So money is not the most important thing?
For me, money is not important. No.
What would you think would be the most important thing?
Important for me, the family life. Everything goes on. Because you see, money cannot resolve the problem, the stress problem. Money cannot resolve the salute, the health problem. Like now, I forget the problem. We are talking now. I forget. Maybe I have a problem now. I forget it. Understand? I forget. And if we talk 2 hours, 3 hours after, say, oh, all those problems is nothing.
Do you think that connecting with people is more important and like making friends?
Yes. Connecting the people is because everything, the solution, I think some there is some things that everyone, you know, mirror.
Everyone is a mirror.
Yes, every person is the mirror.
Yeah.
When you come face to face with person, everything, if you are angry, you cannot respond fine. And you see the other one, you're surprised. After when you are okay, why September is, I find September today is not, she's not okay. Why? Is your reaction, is your feeling, she give you back. This is life. This is why you can connect with the person and tell the truth. Yes.
Did you make like friends here in Ventimiglia already?
Yes, I have with some guys here. We talk, we discuss, we take coffee together, and sometimes we go outside, we take coffee, and I come back and sleep.
You have the last word.
No, it's you. You can tell me the last word. I don't have the last word. I have the last thinking, not the last word. Yes. Yeah.
I also don't want to have the last word.
No, you tell me the last word after I think. Take it out. No, don't hear. Take it out.
Okay. I take it out.
Yes.